Russian financial markets recovered a bit today following yesterday's sharp drop. The dive came after the arrest at gunpoint of oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, Russia's richest man. The Kremlin says it was not involved in the decision to prosecute Khodorkovsky on charges of tax evasion and fraud, but prominent politicians and commentators call the arrest politically motivated. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
President Vladimir Putin defended the charges against Russia's $8 billion man. Everyone must be equal before the law, irrespective of how many billions of dollars a person has, Putin said. Otherwise, we will never teach and force anyone to pay taxes. But many here say the real motive was to teach serious political challengers to Putin a lesson. At just over 40 years old, Mikhail Khodorkovsky is the richest of the so-called Russian oligarchs, the young, aggressive business types who bought up state property on the cheap in the 1990s. But unlike many other oligarchs who remained in Russia, Khodorkovsky had thumbed his nose at warnings to stay loyal to the Kremlin. He flaunted his support for opposition parties and poured millions into their campaigns for December's parliamentary elections. Alexei Veneditkov, a prominent journalist with independent Echo Moscow Radio, says Khodorkovsky's arrest was a signal.
It's a signal to those who could oppose the Kremlin that if a political decision is made to destroy them, not their personal security guards, not their personal riches, and not the law will defend them.
Khodorkovsky had built his giant oil company Yukos into a darling among Western investors for its above-the-board transparency and booming bottom line. But it wasn't just pro-business types who denounced Khodorkovsky's arrest. Even the communists said the billionaire was being punished for challenging the Kremlin. One independent newspaper called Khodorkovsky's arrest a virtual coup d'etat by a Kremlin faction made up of shadowy former KGB officers. Lilia Shvetsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center calls this faction the Praetorian Guards.
Praetorian Guards are serious about taking power, about controlling the resources of the state. They want to be the dominating force. So this is about power and not only about Mr. Khodorkovsky's destiny.
Shvetsova warns that Putin is now lurching down a dangerous Soviet-style authoritarian path.
Unfortunately, while this was the goal of our leaders 12, 20, 15 years ago, and we know why the Soviet state collapsed, because those people on the top wanted to manipulate and control everything.
Pro-business types here warn the heavy-handed approach could scare off foreign investors. On a snowy Moscow street corner, 65-year-old mathematics professor Vladimir Rykov, who earns a typical Russian wage of $200 a month, says he wants to see more rich tycoons like Khodorkovsky behind bars. I think a man who waves his millions around while professors make $200 a month couldn't have acquired his money honestly, Rykov says. Polls show a majority of Russians support a crackdown against wealthy oligarchs. So although opposition parties and Western governments may cry foul about politics being behind the arrest of the country's richest man, for the Kremlin, the move could still prove to be good populist politics. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.